a mother and father, a grandmother, witnessed the battle of Sabine Pass, so she could probably enlighten you on a lot of that.
Okay.
She was on a rooftop and watched that.
Really?
Yeah.
There was a battle here?
Oh, yeah. See, this little town is, you walk into the state capitol in Austin, and you're going to see Sabine Pass in big gold letters on the floor of major battles in Texas, and this was one. That's a battle of when Big Ballin repelled all those Yankees. They sunk 2-3 battleships. He had 47 Irishmen that was in his fort down here. They have a
47 men from where?
It was volunteers.
Uh-huh.
And Yanks started up the channel. And they, 47 Irishmen, I believe it was 47. And they repelled that and sunk 3 or 4 of them gunboats. This was a historical town.
This is what? This is during the what?
Civil War.
Yeah.
Yeah. And,
did you ever hear folks call that by another name here, other names for it? Okay.
No.
All right.
No. But, no, she was mentioning this lady's name, Marilyn. You ought to go talk to her because she's my age. But her grandmother actually witnessed the Battle of Sabine Pass.
Okay.
And, I'll call her before you leave and see if she can be available when you can go back there and talk to her because she can tell you a lot of things, too.
But you were telling me about your daddy. He used to butcher hogs?
You're right. He used to raise them right here. And I seen him butcher 5 at a time. And I got a pecan tree out there right now, but we had one that was the same age I am right now. It would be 55 years old, but Hurricane Audrey uprooted it. And I seen him hang 5 hogs in a tree out there one time. And he did it all by himself. Nobody helped him. And then when he got through, he'd end up maybe with a ham off a wound. People would give it up. Because it was hard times down here. People had, my mother, that round table I was telling you about, I seen her sit there and write out grocery orders for people. $5, $10. Back in those days, a lot of money, and they didn't have it. And, so they could go to the store and get something to eat, really. But I'm hoping that happens that way again. But,
when your daddy killed hogs, did he have was there a place before refrigeration where you keep your things?
All we had was an ice box that I can remember, just plain old block of ice, We never had deep freezes or anything like that. They put them in a smokehouse and keep them like that, But when I was a little boy, all we ever had was a ice box, we called it. Ice man came and dropped the ice in the box. That's the way you kept your food,
Okay, and any sort of dishes what would you eat around here? Like, did you eat a lot of flour or cornmeal?
Yeah, I had a lot of flour and cornmeal.
Yeah,
and
I guess you got just about everything.
Yeah, well, sure, my mother was, she was an excellent cook. She'd make cornbread and, stuff like that. And then my wife learned all that from her, and she can cook, too. And she never did know what a shrimp gumbo was until she came down here, but she can stay with any of them making it in the day, I tell you.